Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy digital world. Ever feel like your brain's on a hamster wheel, running nonstop? Like you're constantly chasing notifications and scrolling through an endless feed of information? Yeah, me too, but guess what? That feeling isn't just a bummer, it's actually science. Today, we're diving deep into how technology, our smartphones, laptops, social media, is seriously affecting our brain function and mental well-being. We're talking about real changes happening inside your head, folks. Buckle up, because this is gonna be an eye-opener. First off, let's talk about dopamine. You know that feel-good chemical that makes you crave more of something awesome? Well, technology is like a master puppeteer, constantly pulling those dopamine strings. Every like, every notification, every swipe, it triggers a little dopamine rush, making us addicted to that feeling. But here's the catch, too much dopamine can actually lead to decreased focus, difficulty concentrating, and even feelings of anxiety and depression. It's a vicious cycle, right? Second, technology's messing with our sleep cycles big time. That blue light from your phone screen is like kryptonite for melatonin, the hormone that regulates your sleep. You know that feeling when you stare at your phone before bed and suddenly can't fall asleep? Yeah, that's science talking. And trust me, chronic sleep deprivation is a recipe for disaster. It wreaks havoc on our mood, memory, and even physical health. Third, technology's making us more reactive and less reflective. Ever notice how quick we are to jump into arguments online or send impulsive texts? Our brains are wired to react quickly to stimuli, especially in the digital world where information is constantly bombarding us. This constant stimulation can lead to emotional overwhelm, increased stress levels, and a lack of patience for meaningful conversations. Fourth, social media is creating this illusion of perfection that's just not real. We're constantly bombarded with images and stories that portray unrealistic beauty standards and highlight everyone else's perfect lives. This can leave us feeling inadequate, envious, and even depressed about our own lives. Remember, folks, what you see online is often a carefully curated highlight reel. It's not the whole picture. Finally, technology is making it harder to unplug and be present in the moment. We're so used to being connected 24/7 that we've forgotten how to simply enjoy silence, nature, or even a good conversation without our phones constantly buzzing. This constant connection can actually lead to feelings of loneliness and isolation. Ironic, right? Think about it. You're scrolling through social media, you get that dopamine hit from every like, but then your brain is wired for more. You start feeling anxious because you haven't checked your notifications in 5 minutes. You end up comparing yourself to others and feeling inadequate. You scroll even more, trying to escape those feelings. Sound familiar? This happened to me a few months ago. I was constantly on my phone, checking emails, social media, news, you name it. One day, I just snapped. I felt drained, overwhelmed, and disconnected from the real world. So, what did I do? I took a step back. I deleted some apps, set limits on my screen time, and started making a conscious effort to unplug and be present in the moment. And guess what? It was life-changing. I rediscovered the joy of reading a book without distractions, having meaningful conversations with friends, and simply enjoying the beauty of nature. So, what are you going to do about it? Remember, technology is a tool, it's not meant to control us. We can choose how we use it and reclaim our mental well-being. Start small, set realistic goals for reducing your screen time each day. Try leaving your phone in another room during meals or before bed. Engage in activities that bring you joy and don't involve technology. Go for a walk, listen to music, spend time with loved ones. Remember, taking care of your mental health is just as important as taking care of your physical health. So, ditch the digital overload, reconnect with yourself and the world around you, and let's reclaim our minds. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, leave a review if you found it helpful, and join the conversation on social media. Until next time, keep it real, keep it mindful, and keep scrolling, but only when you want to.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.